Now that you've heard what some students think about cops in schools, ATME reporter Amy Munadeen has this report about the program's fundamentals.
As students pass through the halls between gym and history class, they might stop to chat with their friends and teachers. But this school year, students find themselves also mingling with cops in the hallways. Last semester, 12 officers were placed in the 6 high schools of the Anchorage School District as a part of the Cops in Schools program. Each high school is assigned 2 officers whose top priority is to maintain the safety of students and staff, as well as reduce fights and truancies. This program was implemented to provide a safe environment as well as reduce discipline problems. Sergeant Denise Rollins of the Anchorage Police Department says the school resource officers are not placed in the schools to be intimidating or cause fear.
The number one priority for the school resource officers is the safety of the students and the staff in the schools. And how we provide that is by having an extra set of eyes and ears out in the school, a police presence that will provide some sense of security to those people who feel like they're not safe in the school.
The program started as a 4-year trial with finances from the Justice Department's Community-Oriented Policing Services, as well as local funding.
The federal government provides part of the funding. The municipality of Anchorage supplies the other part of the funding. The federal government gives $1.6 million. The $2.1 million is provided by the municipality of Anchorage over a 3-year period.
The municipality has more money invested into the program due to grant requirements stating the city must fund the 4th year by itself. Sergeant Rollins says school resource officers are not at the schools because they're getting raises.
They're here primarily because they want to be. I mean, they won out in the selection process, but they had to want to be here. No one was forced to. This isn't an additional duty for anybody. This is what they do, and they do it because they want to.
And Rollins says their presence is making a difference.
I'm sure. I don't think it. I know that we have had a positive impact on the school.
Rollins also says the number of fights has decreased dramatically within the district. For ATME, I'm Amy Moon-Edine.